Okay, when the Tezvav Amid Aleph, in middle of the page, 15a3, all the way at the beginning and the top. Okay, the Gemara is discussing. Going back to the mission over here. The mission said, Rabbi Yossi said, there was a story of a girl that went down to fill up water in a well and somebody raped her. Rabbi Yechman Nuri said that if the majority of the people are kosher, it's kosher. So the Gemara explained that there are two majorities over here. Most of the travelers were kosher people, and most of the people in the city were kosher people, right? And the Gemara went on to discuss the concept of whether you go by Rav, you don't go by Rav, one Rav, do you need two majorities, do you need one majority, and so on. And the Gemara, last thing the Gemara said, that there's a difference. If she goes to the guy, then it's kavua, then it's 50-50. But if the guy comes to her, so then it's you go by the majority. Okay, so now the Gemara says, well, me being a Trei Rubi, do you need two majorities to follow majority? But Tanya, it says in the Braise, the famous Braise we discussed before. But now the Gemara is saying the case. Teisha Chanuyas, what? 15a3, first column. Batanya, Teisha Chanuyas, Kula Mechiz Basar Shchuta. Nine stores sell kosher meat. V'achas Mechiz Basar Nevelas. And one sells trade for meat. Okay? V'lokach Mehen, and then he buys from one of the stores. V'eini Adei Mezer Mehem Lokach. He doesn't know from which one he bought. That means, like we said, Sveiki Osir. Remember last time we discussed this, I mean, we didn't learn this case inside. But if you find meat outside the store, so then it's separated, so you go by the majority. But if the doubt begins in which store did you buy it from, the store is an established place, so it's kavua, so then it's 50-50, right? So that's what this braisa says. It says, if you bought from one of the stores, and you don't know from which one you bought, that means the question begins in the store when you bought it. So the din is sveika yosef. The meat cannot be eaten because we assume it's 50-50. But benim, so when you find meat outside the store, halach achar arev, you follow the majority. Therefore, because nine stores sell kosher meat and only one store sells treifa meat, the meat is kosher. Right? So right away the Gemara's question is, so over there one majority is enough. Right? One majority is the kosher stores. Is one majority, not double majority like here. Most of the people in the city, and most of the people by the traveling. And Sigmar says, "V'chi teiman." If you're going to say that brice applies only k'shein dalsis medina neules, when the city gates are not locked, meaning there are people coming about the meat. There are people bringing in meat from other places, and the majority of the meat from the other places is also kosher. So then you have two majorities. The majority of here, meat is kosher, and the majority of people coming into the city is bringing kosher meat. So then it would, we talk have two majorities, but the Gemara says you can't say that. Because Amr Rabzeira says, Alpha Bishadals is Medina Nu'ulis. The case of the meat applies even if the gates are locked, meaning nobody is coming into the city. So it's only one majority of nine stores kosher versus one store treif. And you see over there, one store, one majority is enough. So the Gemara's question is like this. Why by this case, when the girl was raped, the Gemara said, it only applies, when is she kosher? If most of the people in the city are kosher, most of the people by traveling are kosher, so it's a double majority, we rely on it. But if the Gemara said before, if there's one majority only, say there's no travelers, so then she wouldn't be kosher for a kohen. So the Gemara asked, but we see from the kosher meat that even one majority is enough. And even if the doors of the city are locked, where there's only one majority of nine stores selling kosher meat, it's enough. So why over here do we need two? So my answer is a very simple question. You're right. Normally one majority is enough. But myla osa b'yuchsin, when it comes to if somebody's kosher for a kohen, we're stricter. In other words, halachically, one majority is enough. Like the ninth store is selling kosher, and then one store has treif, you find the meat in the street, the meat's kosher. There's only one majority of the stores here, normally one majority is enough. But if you're talking about marrying a kohen, to marry a kohen, you need two majorities to allow a girl to be married to a kohen. Because yuchsin, my law should be yuchsin, the restrictor, when it came to yuchsin. But really, one majority is enough.
But it looks, it should be other way around. Neat is midoraita. Yochsen is not midoraita. No? It's not like that?
No, because Yochsen, who can marry a coin, is also midoraita.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, the coin, yeah.
Who can marry a coin?
Yeah.
Coin, halal, all those women you can't marry, it's also biblical. Yeah. But the Gemara's answer is, in other words, Rav, like we discussed in previous times, Rav, according to the Poskim, is not definite. If you find, like the case of the nine stores, yeah? There's nine stores selling kosher meat. One store selling trefah meat. You find meat in the store, it's kavua, 50-50. You can't eat the meat. If you find the meat outside the store, Torah says you could eat it. Now, why can you eat it? Is it 100% kosher? It's not 100% kosher. Because if there's 10 stores, and one sells treif, it's only 90% kosher. Correct? So it's not 100% kosher. It's 90% kosher. The Torah says, and we're going to see, the Gemara is going to ask, where do you find this concept of majority? Where do you get this from biblically? Right? So he says, the Torah says, because we can assume 90%, it's kosher, you can eat it. To marry a kohen, you need 100%. See, if you have a double majority, it's almost 100%. Or you can consider it 100%. Plus, don't forget, a girl by nature has a chazaka. From birth. Now she was raped, so now the question, are we uprooting the chazaka? So if you have a double majority, you can assume that, you know, it's going to be good. But the Gemara says, right, that's why we learned already in other places, majority cannot extract money. Because most people do it this way, and some people, you can't extract money like that. Because to extract money from a chazaka, of a guy who owns money, to take away money from your pocket, 90% is not enough. Therefore, I need, because you have a chazaka, money, like we said, there's an established fact, money in your pocket is yours. Right? I want to take away money from you. To go against a chazaka, 90% is not going to do it. You need 100%. To eat the meat, you can eat it, Torah says. Because there's nothing proving it, there's nothing going against it. Right, this meat, we don't know, is it kosher? There's no chazaka. The meat, there's no chazaka established, it's mine or yours, a kosher, there's nothing. So Torah says, if there's no chazaka, you go by the majority. Anytime you want to extract money, like by mammon, by monetary things, when you want to extract money from somebody, majority is not going to be enough. By the way, chazaka is 100%. Chazaka could extract money. I'll give you an example. We discussed this once before. I lent you $1,000 for 30 days. Let's make it simple. I lent you $100 for 30 days. Yeah? You come to me in the middle of the 30 days to ask for your money. I mean, I come to you, I lent you the money. I come to you on the 20th day and say, you know, maybe you could pay me earlier. And you say, I paid you already. Who's right?
Usually nobody pay in the middle of the, yeah?
So Gemara says, there's a chazaka. Ein adam perei atoich zmanei. A person doesn't pay early. So Torah says, you didn't pay the money. And therefore, you can extract the money. Therefore, you have to pay me. Right? I lent you money. I come to you after 20 days. Say, maybe you can pay me early. He said, what do you mean I paid you already? Yeah? So because, and now I'm coming to extract money from you. That could extract money. That's not a doubt. That's definite.
It's not like 90% people do that. No. It's like 100%.
Chazak is an established fact, 100%. Now, obviously, if the guy can prove that he paid back the money, it's different. That's for sure. But I'm saying, Rav cannot extract money, but Chazak could. Okay, now the Gemara is going to say like this. Gufa, we learned before in the Gemara, Rav Zeira said a statement before in the Gemara that kol kavua kamachza machza dami. Okay? Rav Zeira said a statement before in the Gemara that any time there's a kavua, it's 50-50. Right? That means if you bought meat from the store and you don't remember which store you bought it from, so even though 9 stores are kosher, one strafe, it's awesome. Yeah? Now, the Gemara didn't know where did Rav Zeira get this from. The Gemara thought that Rav Zeira has made it up by himself. There must be some biblical source for it. No, he says there has to be some type of biblical source. So he says like this. Kol kavua kamachsa machsidami bein lekula bein lechumra. Whether it's in leniency or stricter. And the Gemara is going to say, in other words, kavua, this concept, if it's established, it makes it 50-50, is so biblical, it could be lenient and it could be strict. And the Gemara is going to give cases where you see it more lenient and then stricter. But the Rav Zeira said a statement. This, that you go by majority when it's nimtza, okay, you go by majority. Kavua, that means there are 9 stores selling kosher, 1 store selling treif. You went into one of the stores and bought meat. Because the doubt began in the store, and the store is a set place, the meat is treif. I, 90% is kosher. Logically, 90% would be kosher. The din is, it's strict.
When you say masa masa, doesn't it mean it's in the middle, we don't know what it is?
So therefore, sveikai is asur. That's what you said before in the Gemara, the expression. Sveikai asur.
Because it's d'oraita.
Yeah.
If it was the Rabbanan, it would then be muta.
In fact, the Tzemach Tzedek brings a proof from this Gemara. There's a famous machlekes in the Rishenim between the Rambam and others. You know, we know a rule. Biblical doubt is strict. Rabbinic doubt is lenient. Yeah? Safik the Rabbanan l'kula, safik the Raisa l'chumra. Biblical doubt, you go stricter. So the interesting argument between the Rambam and others, the Rashba and the Rambam, is it biblically strict or rabbinically strict? In other words, this that we say, a biblical doubt, you have to go strict. The rabbis say you have to go strict, or a biblical that you have to go strict? It's a big argument in the Rishenim. If it's with this that the Gemara says, Safik that Aisa l'chumra, a biblical doubt, you go strict? Is it only rabbinically? The rabbis say, because it's a biblical doubt, you have to be strict. No, or do we say, no, it's biblically doubt. It is biblically strict. Tzemach Tzedek brings a proof from this Gemara, because you say, kol kavua, kamechza mechze, and the Gemara is going to learn it out from a pasuk. Yeah? What does it mean, kol kavua? It's a doubt. You find the meat, you don't know if it's kosher or not. Right? What do we say? Kavur kamachza machza. It's like 50-50. And the Gemara learns out kavur 50-50 from a pasuk. So Tzemach Tzedek, you see from here that a biblical doubt is biblically forbidden. If you went into the store, you bought meat. You don't remember what store you bought the meat in, right? It's asr. And Reb Zeir is going to learn it out from a pasuk. That means it's biblically forbidden. It's a doubt. So you see from here that this that we go on a biblical doubt strict is biblical.
Is there an opinion
that it's midrabbon or midoraita?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a whole tshuva in Tzemach Tzedek about this. There's a lot. Okay. So the Gemara asks a very simple question. Where does Rab Zeira know that Kavua is 50-50 and that it's awesome? Maybe you go majority. How does he? Where does he learn it out from? So he says, if you're going to tell me he learns it out from the Mishnah of the nine stores, where nine all sell basar shchut, the nine sell kosher, v'achad basar nevela. And he bought from one of the stores, and he doesn't know which one he bought from. The Mishnah says it's asr. So you see, kavur is asr. He says, but the nimsi, just finishing. But if you find it, then, he says, over there is only l'chumra. What Rav Zeira says, if you bought the meat in the store and you don't remember where you bought it, the meat straight, that's going stricter with kavur. Right? Not lenient. So the Gemara wants to know a source. Where do we find a source, biblically, or in the Mishnah somewhere? Okay, because Rav Zeira is an Amidah from the Gemara. He needs to have a source for it. So the Gemara is going to ask, where do we find a source? This that Rav Zeira says, Kavua, is 50-50, both for strict or for lenient. Where's the source? The story with the meat is not a true source, because over there you're going stricter. If it's Kavua, the meat's treif. Where do we find a case, Kavua 50-50, to make it lenient? Where do we find the source for that?
Why lenient? Strict.
No, but he says, Kavua is 50-50.
Okay.
Now, 50-50 sometimes can be strict. Sometimes 50-50 can be lenient.
I tell you, always go with a chumrah. Doesn't the chumra make it strict?
Safik tumin rishus harabim is what?
Lekula.
Tahar.
Tahar.
Safik tumin rishus hayachid? Tame. Yeah?
Yeah.
So what happens, the Gemara is going to say cases. What happens if you have a case where the majority is tame? Like nine scenarios of tuma, one scenario of not tuma, but it's kavua. So what is it, 50-50? If it would be in Rishus HaRabim, what didn't would it have? Lenient or strict?
Lenient.
It's a doubt. But Kavua makes it 50-50. 90% means it should be Tomei. Right? So here you're finding a lenient. I'm not going to give these cases now, but understand. That 50-50, you go strict, the Gemara says, okay, then I understand.
There's more Chiddush by Kula.
So the Gemara said, where's the source that you should go Lekula by Kavua? The Lechumra, I understand, is 50-50, so you have to go strict. Right? But where do you find that 50-50 Kavua should have a din that you go lenient because of it? In other words, the majority is Tamei, but one is not Tamei, and because it's Kavua, it's 50-50. And you're lenient. Like, where do you get that case? It's not logical.
That's a big chiddush.
Well, that's why the Rav Zeira says, when he says the name Kavua, he said, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra.
I understand.
Huh?
No, I understand. Because I
understand what is Kumra Lekula. No, but by the meat, it's Lechumra. The meat's treif.
Yeah.
If you find the meat in the street, because it's parush, it's separated, so you go by the majority, it's kosher. Kavua, okay, meat, 50-50, I understand the truth. But to take it to an extreme, that 50-50 should make it kosher, even though the majority is not, or tamei, whatever, where do we find that? So you need to find the source for it. And if not, there's no Mishnah source, he has to have a biblical source for it. And the Gemara is going to say a number of very interesting cases that you see this concept. I mean, some of the Gemara refutes, and the Gemara doesn't refute, whatever. So Gemara says like this. I'll have to tell you a different case. Tisha tzvardim v'sheret echa b'neim. Okay, now, there's what's called shmeina shrotzim. There's eight shrotzim. Okay, there's nine shadets, eight shrotzim, that are creeping, that their dead carcasses give over tumma. Okay? A frog is not one of them. Okay? Got it? But there's a certain toad that's called tzav, that's one of the eight bugs. In other words, like this. A cockroach, if it's dead, it's not. Today it doesn't matter because we're all dumb anyway. But the time of the base of English, a dead frog, if you touched it, you didn't become tummy. If you touched a dead sheretz, one of the eight shrotten that the Torah says, yeah, that makes you tummy. Okay? Now, obviously, if it's frogs, dead frogs don't make you tummy. So, obviously, if you touch something else, you know it's not a frog. But there's one of the Shmeina Shiratzim, it's called Tzav, which in English is a toad, looks like a frog. So, guy touched, let's see the case inside. He says like this, Tisha Tzvardim, it doesn't mean Tzvardik Jews. Tisha Tzvardim, nine frogs, V'sheretz Echa B'neim, and one dead sheretz among them. Okay? Now, v'naga be'echad b'nem, he touched one of the nine. Okay? V'ne'edeh be'ezim em naga. And he doesn't know which one he touched. There's nine shiratzim. I'm sorry. Nine frogs that are not tamei. Yeah? And one sheretz, which is tamei. So there's ten frogs. One of them, though, is a sheretz, which is tummy.
Nine or ten?
Nine and one beat echad mehem. Usually means an additional one. Doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Nine and eight and eight and one or nine and one. It really doesn't matter. Okay. So he has like this. The guy touched, there's ten frogs, but one of them was a sheretz. It wasn't really a frog. Okay? He touched one of them, and he doesn't know which one he touched. So now the question is he tamei or not? So the Braisa says, Sveikei tamei. It's Suffolk, and therefore he's tamei. Now, over there, Lucheira, it's Kavua. Because he touched the bugs, they're in a set place, and he touched one. Correct? So even though 9 out of the 10 are not tummy, but he touched one of the 10, and one of the 10 is tummy, and we don't know which one he touched, so we say he's tummy. Why? Because kavua is 50-50. But again, the Gemara says, Hasam nami luchumra. Over there is also strict. We're looking for kavua to be 50-50 for lenient, and over there it's also strict. It's for tummy. So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you the opposite case. There's Tisha Shrotzim B'Tzvardei Echad B'Neim. Interesting case. There's 10 bugs, 9 are Tomei and 1 isn't. The reverse. First case was 9 are not Tomei and he touched 1. So because it's a Suffolk, he's Tomei. Here there are 9 Tomei and 1 isn't. Okay? And he touched one of them. He doesn't know which one he touched. So now it's a doubt. So the din is, because we learned before, when it's a private Rishus HaYachid, Gemara learns out from Saita, a Suffolk is Tamei. In Rishus HaRabim, a doubtful Tuma is Tohar. So the Gemara says, here you have a case, if in the Rishus HaRabim, there are 9 tamei animals, and one not, and he touched one of them and he didn't know which one he touched, so he's tahor. 90% is tamei, but because it's kavua, it's 50-50. And therefore, it's an equal doubt. And therefore, because it's an Rishus HaRabim, he's not tamei. So you see this concept of kavua, kamachza machza, even lekula, even to be lenient.
Not exactly the same as
the
Chanut stores.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Why not?
Because here we have like two things. One is like the Tesha, like the Shirasim, and also in the Rishon HaRabim. We're making a chiluk between Rishon HaRabim and Rishon Yafi. But the store, we don't make any chiluk, it's only one store. There are two things here. Shirasim.
No. That's not what the Gemara is saying.
We don't make chiluk over
there. There's 9 shrotzim and one's not. Right? So now it's a safik tuma. You don't say you go by the majority. Safik tuma. Okay?
Because there is another fact involved.
No, there isn't. It's a safik tuma.
No.
It's kavua, it becomes a safik tuma.
No.
Yeah.
See, you're making chiluk if it's Rishon HaYachid, no, you're not going to say that. If it's Rishon HaYachid, you're not going to say
that's
that.
That's the outcome of the din. The din is because there's 9 tamei and 1 not tamei, it's 50-50. Now, what's the din of 50-50? If it's in Rishon HaYachid, it's tamei. If it's Rishon HaRabim, it's tamei. Not because Rishon HaRabim is not changing the halacha.
It's changing the halacha.
No, it's 50-50. Because it's kavua. In other words, if you have these 9 tamei animals that are dead, yeah, and 1 not tamei, and somebody took one of them and moved it somewhere, and now the question is it tamei or tahor? What's the din? It's tahor. Because it's parish. But here, the carcasses of the animals were in the place. Somebody touched them. So they didn't go to him. He's going to them, right? He's going to their kavua place. So we say that even though 9 of them are tamei and 1 of them is a tahor, the din is still 50-50. That's it. Kavua kamachza machza. Right? Now, what's the din by 50-50? So the Gemara says if it's in a private domain, it's tamei. In a public domain, it's tahor. Rishu said, I'm not adding to the fact of kavua kamachza machza domi. Kavua makes it machza machza 50-50. So the Gemara says, because it's in Rishon HaRabim, what's the din of 50-50? It's tahor. So you see the din of kavua is even lukula. Huh?
No. If you don't make a chiluk and you say, what, there are 9 shirasim, and if you teach one of them, oh, you learn that halakha, yeah, but you're making chiluk. It depends. You're not going to say the same thing in Rishon HaYachid. You're only in Rishon HaRabim you're going to say this.
No, because 50-50 Rishon HaYachid is tamei. 50-50 Rishon HaRabim is tahor. The chiddush is kavua makes it 50-50, not rov.
Okay.
Kavua makes it 50-50. What's Rav Zeira's chiddush?
Yeah.
The kol kavua makes it, even though the majority is one way, it becomes 50-50. That's his chiddush. So Gemara says, where do we find the case of kavua being lenient? So Gemara says, I'll give you a case. It's 50-50, and because it's Rishon HaRabim that the suffix is tahor, because it's 50-50, so then we can find the case. So you go, but kavua, even lenient. Right.
Why the Rishon HaRabim, so it should be, so why don't we go according to Rov? Are we going to
because
go?
It's machza machza.
No. Why in Rishon HaRabim tameh? I mean, somebody is tameh. We make him tameh.
So by 50-50 doubt.
By Rishon HaRabim before the Masa Masa. Why in general in Rishon HaRabim?
The Gemara learns that from Saita. The tameh safik tumah Rishus Yochid is tameh. Safik tumah Rishus Rabim is tameh.
Basically, the Rishon HaRabim.
Yeah, basically, the Gemara learns that. Yeah. Like all the dim, tumetar b'chal don't make sense. It's exactly because that if it's a doubt in a private domain of tumet star, but by kol shifut it doesn't work like that. You have the 9 stores selling kosher. 1 store sells treif. You find the meat outside of the store. There's majority. You go about nimtza, potash, if it separate from the, then you go by the majority. But if you went to the store to buy, you don't know which store you bought it in. So it's 50-50. Was it in 50 kosher, 50% not kosher? You're not allowed to eat it. But again, that's the chumah. The first case, he brought down 9 tohar animals. And 1 tamidik animal, sveikat tami, also by kavua, is also the chumah. But this case, we find the chumah. But the Gemara asks now a very simple question. Where does he learn now biblically? Where do we know that 50 kavua, the Torah says you go by the majority. Torah says you go by majority. Right? So where do we find a biblical concept that if it's kavua, meaning the question arises in a set place, that it's 50, that it's no good? That is like 50-50. It could be lukula, it could be lukumra. But where do you find the case that is 50-50?
Is that only by shratzim, or is it for all the tuma?
All tuma.
Imagine there's a dead body, human being, on the floor.
Yeah.
And you have another live tuma next to him.
Live person next to him, no? And?
Do you apply the same thing?
Now what? What happens?
Somebody touches
one of the two.
I don't know if you touched a person or a body. Well, could be.
If you're under the same roof. No, if it'll be Bishus Yachri Bitar, maybe Bishus Rabbi Bitar. Obviously, if you're under the same roof, you're Tommy anyway, because you're in the same ohel as the dead body. Let's say it's an open space.
Avatuma.
Yep.
No, it could be both of them are sleeping. One of them is alive, one of them is
yeah. Dead. And then you touch one of them, and then you found out later you touch one, and then you don't know. Did you touch the sleeping guy or the dead guy? So if it's Bishus HaYochid, it's Tamei, Bishus HaRabim, it's Tor. But that's exactly the cause. The whole thing doesn't make sense. But the Gemara wants to find out. And the Gemara is going to say a very interesting thing. The Gemara is going to talk about cases where there's 9 Kananim, because the nations had to be killed. So if you kill somebody from Canaan, you don't get capital punishment, because they had to kill him out anyway, right? But there's 1 Jew amongst 9 Canaans, and you throw a rock into the group, and you killed one of them. Can you kill the guy?
He killed a Jew?
We don't know who he killed.
We don't know who he killed?
Okay, let's see in the buzz.
Chavua, Max?
Okay.
It's Chavua.
It's
Chavua. So you kill him?
No. That's it.
That's the second?
We didn't say the case. The case is, I'm only chai of killing if I intended to kill somebody. In other words, okay, let's see it inside and we're going to talk. Let's see it inside. Amakra, Sigmar said we find a biblical source for it. Because the Pasuk says, the art of Levi Kamalov, it says like this, if a guy hates his friend and he ambushes him and he kills him, so then you give him capital punishment. Okay, so it says the come olav, that means you intended to kill him. Achi is kaven loy. Okay? You had to kill the person himself. You had to intend to kill Reuven. That's what Rav Shimon holds. Rabbanan hold like this. Okay, let me explain the machlekes in Gemara Shabbos. Niskaven laharegezeh vaharegezeh. There's 2 people and 2 Jews standing. Okay, I wanted to kill Reuven. I shoot the gun. By mistake, I kill Shimon. Bad aim. Yeah? Do I get killed for killing?
No.
Reb Shimon says no. You know what Reb Shimon says? No. I didn't intend to kill him. The Torah says, V'kam alav, v'arav alav, v'kam lay. Reb Shimon. Allah's not Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, ain't a miskaven? It's mutter. I didn't intend to kill Shimon. I wanted to kill Reuven. Okay? By mistake, I killed Shimon. So I'm not chayiv mis because I didn't intend to kill him. The Rabbanan say, no. Because both are Jews. Either one of them that you killed, you be chayiv misa. So when there's two Jews standing there, any one of them that you would kill, you would get capital punishment. So it doesn't matter what your kavana is. So what does the pasuk of kavana exclude? That we say you need to have kavana. Rabban is like this. Amit devei rabbanai prat lezerik evan lagoy. A person who throws a stone into a group of goyim and Jews. Mixture. And he ends up killing the Jew. Now, so the Gemara is going to, hey, chidomi, what's the case? Okay? But let's say, the Gemara is going to discuss it. There's a group of people, and I throw a heavy rock into the group, and I kill them. So the Chum say, then you don't get capital punishment. Sigmar said, hey, chidami. What's the case? Ilema di'ikatishik nainim ve'echad Yisrael b'neihem. If there are nine goyim and one Jew, and then the chachamim say you don't get killed because you didn't intend to kill. He said, okay, tepeglei druba k'naninu. Over there, the din is rough. Meaning, when I throw the rock, the chances of killing is going to be a goy. I never intended really to kill a Jew. Inami or else, palgo palka, even if it's 50-50. The din is suffix nefashis lohakel. You can't kill somebody on a doubt. Even if it be 50% goyim, 50% yidin. Yeah? You can't kill somebody on such a doubt. Right? So we must say, listen to this. It's speaking. Dikatisha Yisraelim, the nine Jews, Uknani Echad Beinehem, and there's one guy between them. Now, because the group is in a fixed place, there are nine Jews and one guy. So he says, the Ava le Kanani Kavua, the Kanani now is 50-50, even though there's nine Jews. But this one guy is 50-50. So therefore he says like this. The Chachamim said, what is the pasuk v'arav lei v'kam? Let's go again through the Gemara now. There's a pasuk that says, according to Reb Shimon, if there are two Jews in a room, Reuven and Shimon, and wanted to kill one, because the pasuk says you have to intend to kill. That's what va'arav lei v'kam alav. Va'arav lei v'kam alav. Va'arav lei v'kam alav.
Yeah, how does that touch to this?
Rises up, because it says, but you rise up against him. That means your intent is to kill him because you hate him. Mm-hmm. It says you hate the guy and you rise up to kill him.
Premeditated.
That means, according to Reb Shimon, I have to kill the guy I intended to kill. But if there's two Jews, Reuven and Shimon, and I wanted to kill Reuven, and by mistake I killed Shimon, Reb Shimon Yechoy holds, you don't get capital punishment. And that's what the pasuk excludes.
Because he doesn't have the intention.
Right. But the Chachamim argue, and the Chachamim say, no, in that case, you're Chayiv Misa. Because both of them are Jews, so it doesn't matter which one you kill, you'd be Chayiv Misa anyway. Right? So what is the pasuk coming to exclude about premeditated thing? So what says, you can't say it's speaking a case where there's nine goyim and one Jew, because then you can't kill a Jew anyway. You can't kill, because it's suffix, 50-50. So we must say, it's speaking that there are nine Jews and one goy. So the Torah says, we're going to exclude it from capital punishment. So l'cheira, but the question is, there are 9 Jews, when you threw that rock, the chances of killing a Jew was very, very powerful. Why do we say you're innocent? Because machza machza, you can't kill 50-50. So you see from here, kavua is machza machza, even lenient, that you don't even kill the guy.
It's not a solid proof also, because there's a machloket on the Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim, right?
Yeah, but Rabbi Shimon we're not talking about.
Rabbi Shimon doesn't talk about this.
Halachic the Chachamim.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But he killed...
In fact, he says clearly, the from the Rishen, that this proof is only contra Chacham, not contra Rabbi Shimon.
Why this guy's blood is redder than the other one? Because it's a doubt? Is a Jew killing...
In other words, the Pasuk teaches at contra Chachamim that if there's 10 people standing, 9 of them are Jews, and one's a guy, and I throw a rock into the crowd... We can't assume, because they're all standing in their place, we cannot assume that I'm killing a Jew when I threw it.
There's 9 out of
1? 9 Jews and 1 guy. 90% when I throw the rock, basically you're telling me my intention is to kill a Jew? You say no, because 50-50. And 50-50, you can't kill.
And we cannot say majority here?
Kavua. That's what you see from the Chumash. From the Pasuk, you see what is the Torah excluding according to the Chachamim. That if there are 9 Jews and 1 guy, you can't kill the Jew. Either the majority is that he killed somebody, a Jew. The answer is no, because 50-50, and 50-50, you can't kill.
But the Pasuk says, Ve'arav lo has the intention.
Right.
He has the intention of killing a Jew.
No, we don't know who he wants to kill.
We just said he wants to kill one of the Jews.
No, he throws a rock in.
Just down.
Yeah.
He wants to kill somebody.
He wants to kill a terrorist. He wants to kill somebody.
But he knows that there are 9 Jews.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, his intent is to
but
kill.
But that's the din of Chiddush of Kavua. Because they're Kavua, it's 50-50. So, let me ask you a question. If I wanted to kill somebody and the guy ducked and I missed, I get killed?
The duck gets killed.
Huh?
The duck gets killed.
No, really. I don't get killed. Yeah. I wanted to kill somebody. You don't kill somebody for intention. You kill somebody if you actually kill them.
Oh, so that's the...
But the Pasuk says it has to be intentional.
100% intention.
Right. And if it's 50-50, you can't kill a guy.
So what is the case of Parish here?
There's no parish here.
How can it be parish? If one of them comes out, one of the 10 people.
If one of the ten people...
And he kills him, he kills that guy.
Yeah.
Then it becomes a parish?
Yeah. And then you go by your Rav.
This is only the Shus Rabbi you're talking about.
No, this is not Tomei. No, that's only Tuma.
This
is a killing. It's not...
So, what happens with the killing? The guy comes out of the tent, 1 out of 10.
If there's a whole group of people.
The guy...
Listen, there's a whole group of people. Yeah? And the guy runs out of the crowd.
Yeah.
And I take my gun or arrow, whatever, and I shoot him dead. Now, he's parish.
Yeah.
Was my kavana for the Jew or for the guy? So, it depends who the majority was. Because then it's not kavua. Then the guy ran.
So it's a Jew.
As an Iran.
No, it's a,
it's a then it's go bust it off.
But it's not like totally innocent. It's not...
Yeah, but we said, speak about the Kananim, as Rashi says. Yeah. The Kananim that you can kill.
Oh, so it makes the intention very close to the
right.
Reality.
Right.
So that's the reason of the whole thing. I mean, why there is a machloket? The Gemara is telling you the reason. Rabbi, you remember last week you said Tosfot has a reason behind it, but it's not...
Because of Chashivas.
Because of Chashivas? But the...
Tosfot Zochim says, Kavua, because if it's Chashivas, doesn't become battle.
So, we see from here that it's the intent.
Because there's Exeris HaKosid. By murder, you have to intend And by the way, you need Hasro. Rashi adds it. We didn't see the Rashi, but Rashi says there was Hasro over here. If you don't have Hasro...
How can you give Hasro? The guy's running out.
Here. Rashi said, Shnei Yisrael aimdim, that the Chum is a ping, not Rav Shimon. V'nizkal l'ari gazeh. He wanted to kill Reuben, and he killed Shimon instead. V'hissarbei, v'kibul Hasro. And he killed the other guy, he's chayef.
The same thing by Tisho, Israelim, and one Kenani, if without Ra'a.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still a Israel.
You can get capital punishment without Ra'a.
What can't you say is accidental murder if he didn't intend to kill him when he killed him?
But his intent was to kill.
Accidental murder is like he has no intention at all.
Right. No, he didn't intend to kill. If there's Reuven and Shimon, yeah? And I'm about to shoot a gun. Yeah? Reuven and Shimon are standing there, yeah? And I'm about, the two Edom see, I'm about to shoot the gun. And they say, don't shoot, you're not allowed to kill somebody, give me warning, yeah? And I shoot the gun. And Reuven ducks, and Shimon's behind him. And instead of killing Reuven, I kill Shimon. According to the Chacham, you're chayiv. You were warned not to kill. You wanted to kill Reuven, and Reuven ducked, and Shimon happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. But you were warned not to kill Chondir of Shimon, thank you, Potter. But the Chedaloch is like the Chacham, that you're chayef.
And this is Kavua, this case you said?
No, it's not a question of Kavua. Over there, no.
No, I'm talking about like 9 Israeli, 1 Kenani, and he wants to throw, he wants to shoot, and there is a Hatra. You know, don't do this, it's going to be killing. And he killed one Jew. So according to what we learn, to Chacham, this is Kavua, he's Potur. He's not Mechuyav, right? He's not, there is no intention.
Correct.
But even though there is a Hatra, it still is Potur?
Yeah. So that's Rav Sofik.
Mechaz Kavua. So that's very strong.
Yeah. That's what Gemara is saying. Kavua is 50-50 to be lenient. Wow. Biblically, Gemara says, where do we find this? And Gemara gives a case of murder. That you have a case of Kavua, and even though 9 are Jews and 1's a guy, so Lachayda should be high by majority that he's killing a Jew, but never we say 50-50, and because 50-50, you can't kill somebody on a doubt. Oh. Even though he was warned, don't kill.
That's very nice.
No, I mean, it's the whole concept, like we said before, Rav is a very powerful thing.
Which one is the stronger, Rov or Kavua? The concept.
No, you only go by Rov if it's not Kavua.
I mean, like in general, if you want to put in the.
Kavua is very powerful.
Kavua?
Well, Kavua is more powerful.
Yeah, because it can go cool, like kill someone and it's still possible.
But you get Fiddush. Rovid.
Remember we said last week the Rishonim asked a question, how can you go by Bezdin, by the Rov?
Mm-hmm.
Bezdin's Kavua.
When they talk in
the answer is the speech. The psak comes out of their mouth, so you go by the Rov.
Because they're Parish.
Yeah. The Dibur is Parish.
So it's not Kavua. It's not Kavua.
So it's big. Oh, that's, so Rov is more stronger than Kavua?
What do you mean stronger? There's a din you go bust it off if it's kavua. There's no rav. That's all.
Oh, so really kavua is opposite of rav.
By kavua you don't go by the rav.
Uh-huh.
Even by the kosher meat, you bought, there's 10 stores, 9 kosher, 1 tray. If you go into the store, so it's a kavua. The shayla is what store did I go into, right? And that's in a place. And you bought meat, you can't eat the meat. The meat's trafe. But if you find the meat outside in the street, you can eat it because we assume it came from the 9 kosher stores.
Last thing you said, the Gemara is not going to give any reason, only like it's a gezer, right? That's why you brought the proof from the Torah.
Well, we learned it out, the proof from the Torah, but there's no logic in
there's
it.
No logic.
Why should Kavua be 50-50?
Yeah.
Think, but why should it be 50-50?
There's no teiku here.
Not question teiku, to question it's not logical. A logically, what's the difference if I go into a store to buy meat, and then I don't remember what store I bought it in from, and then the din is the meat's treif. I mean, it could be a very practical case. Somebody moves into the neighborhood, moves into Pico. They don't know anything. Got people that know the stores in Pico are kosher meat. Yeah? But there's 9 stores kosher, and 1 store selling treif. And the guy walks into a store, he doesn't know which store he went in. He doesn't know. He doesn't remember. He can't eat the meat.
It's kavua.
Because then it's kavua.
Oh, yeah.
But if the meat would be found in the street, then you can eat it. Because 9 stores are kosher. By the way, it's not 9. The Gemara Chapsa now is 9 and 10. 2 and 1.
Unless he buys his meat at Ralph's, there's no kosher. There's no non-kosher stores.
You know what? You have the case in Ralph's also.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know if
Ralph's... No, listen.
Yeah.
Ralph sells kosher meat and trade for meat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Somebody goes into the store and they bought meat. It's not labeled kosher. Okay, if you have kosher. You buy a chicken.
Okay. Foster Farms.
Yeah.
They have kosher chickens and treifa chickens.
Yeah, they have 2 different
rotisseries. Kosher meats and treifa meats, yeah? You go into the store, and you bought the meat, yeah? And then you come home and you say, oy vey, I don't remember which rotisserie chicken I bought. Did I buy the kosher one or the treifa one? So what's the din?
It's only one.
It's kavua.
What? There is one and one. Why is it kavua? There is one and one.
Okay, so let's say most of the meat in the store is kosher. But they also have a treifa section. See, 90% or 50% of the store is 60% of the store is kosher, 70% is kosher. And there's a 40% treif.
But that's parish.
No!
No, it's
coming out of the store.
No, but you bought it to speak.
You're taking it home.
No.
Yeah, but where did the doubt begin?
You found it in the Ralph's.
This dinner kavur by the meat is not when you ate it in the store. You bought the meat in the store and then you go home. But where did the doubt begin?
Around this.
In the store it began. What store did I buy it in? And the store is kavur.
Wow.
It's not parish.
Even in one store, it still could be.
So I'm saying, you go to Ralph's and say, let's say 80% of the meat's kosher, 20% of the meat is treif.
Wow.
Okay? And you want the rotisserie because it's not labeled, let's say, whatever. And you now you don't know which machine I bought it from.
Treif.
So it's kavur, it's treif.
Even the fell off. Okay.
It could happen to the people working there too.
Whatever!
Yeah.
If it's 50-50, then what happens? You mean there 50% of...
If there's no Rav, then it's something that I sell a chumrah.
Wow.
If there's 1 store kosher, 1 store treif, and you find meat outside the store, what's the din?
Chumrah.
It's no Rav. It's 1 and 1. So then, of course, it's treif. It's something that may not treif. If the meat kosher or treif.
It's very practical.
That's what I'm telling you. I'm giving you cases where it could be practical. I mean, it's not so practical because most of the stuff is labeled, but...
I'll
give you another case. A store has a few Slurpee machines. I mean, why am I thinking? I don't know. A store has 5 Slurpee machines. Yeah? 4 are kosher, and 1 of them is not a kosher flavor. Yeah? And you went in and you bought from the machine. And now you remember. Somebody said, oi, 1 of the machines is treif. Yeah? And you don't remember where you bought which machine you bought the Slurpee from. You can't tell us the cutting or whatever colors coming. Give me an example, Moshe. Yeah? Are you allowed to drink the Slurpee?
No.
Because of kavua. The child's on the machine. The machine is in its place. Even though there's 5 kosher, 1 treif, but it's equal 50-50. You can't eat it.
Not everybody knows this halacha. Everybody thinks that we always go follow the majority.
They didn't learn the Gemara. Let them learn the Gemara.
Are we assuming because the machine is in the store, that's the machine I have hit, or the machine was outside?
No. The machine is in a set place.
Only
to
a set place?
Yeah. If you found a Slurpee outside the store,
right.
Somebody filled up a Slurpee, now you found the Slurpee outside the store. So now the suffix didn't begin in the store. The suffix begins now. I find the Slurpee. Is it from the kosher machine? And I'm not saying you should drink it. There's probably poisoned anyway. But I'll be din, if the, most of the machines are kosher, you'd be allowed to drink the Slurpee. Because it's potash. In the store, you don't remember which one you bought it from, I'll be din, it would be treif. This is very famous. I mean, this Blat the Gemara, this Tazvav over here, is known throughout Shas, the din of Kavua, and called the Parish Meruba Parish and Kavua Kamachta Machse. I mean, this is it.
I'm sorry, where did we learn the Kavua from?
From what?
Where do we learn the Kavua from? Which parasha? I mean, which sentence?
Well, he says, either from the mission of Shratzim, or from the murder case, the Torah says, "Va'adav levekamal, if you'd be potter, even though nine are Jews and one's a gun, you'd be potter." No, they learned it out that this is what the pasuk means. It was according to the Chachamim, the definition of the pasuk is that because it's kavu, it's 50-50, you can't kill the guy.
We have a class next week.
Rabbi, it starts. Here. It starts in the beginning when the person is in